This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Clark, C-L-A-R-K, first name Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-E-E. The date of birth, September 28, 1972. The date of evaluation, March 24, 2026. The referring physician, Dr. Hyatt, H-I-A-T-T. The HBI. The patient is a 53-year-old female who experienced a left foot injury secondary to repetitive motion injury, period. She first developed symptoms in approximately December 24, period. She noted that the pain was located in the lateral left foot and radiated toward the toes, period. She had noted that when she sat down during breaks and then stood up and put weight on the left foot, the pain would increase along the lateral midfoot area and again radiate toward the toes. The pain had progressively worsened so that she could barely walk, period. She had progressive pain, at which time an MRI was obtained, period. The MRI revealed significant pathology, period. In the interim, the patient has continued with pain, which she describes as sharp. It is typically 3/10 subjectively, but increases to 7/10. She does note mild improvement on wearing the boot, period. She had been placed in a cam boot and this had improved her symptoms. However, comma, she is significantly limited in terms of her ADL work responsibility and everyday life, period. The past medical history includes one, hypertension, next number hypothyroidism, next number gastroesophageal reflux disease. The past surgical history includes status both biliopancreatic with DS, in addition, she has had a C-section times 2, correction, C-section times 3, bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome repair, next number umbilical herniorrhaphy, next number tonsillectomy, next number bilateral knee repair. The medications, lisinopril 20 milligrams daily, levothyroxine 0.15 micrograms daily, pantoprazole, 50 milligrams BID, gabapentin, 100 milligrams daily, Centrum Silver daily, magnesium citrate daily, potassium, BRN, Vivint's multivitamin, meloxicam. The allergies, known drug allergies, family history, mother history of cancer of the vocal cords. She had died with a lump in her breast. Social history, patient denies cigarette smoking, alcohol or drug use, review assistance, otherwise unremarkable, physical examination, blood pressure 116/77, pulse 63, respiratory rate 18, height 63 inches, weight 193.2 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal exam, the left foot is noted to be in a cam boot. It is otherwise not examined at this time. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus bradycardia at a rate of 57 beats per minute. There is low limb lead voltage, non-specific T wave change. The impression, this is a 53-year-old female who developed a left foot injury secondary to repetitive motion. She is found to have spontaneous rupture of extended tendons, osteoarthritis of the left foot, ganglion cyst of the left foot, osteoarthritis of the left foot due to trauma period. She has multiple medical problems to include hypertension, hypothyroidism, and gastroesophageal reflux disease. Despite all the above, the patient is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is therefore cleared for same Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.